your band ready.
Good afternoon, Southern Garrett. Ken Fox of the NJA. I'll be judging ensemble analysis visual here at the Allegheny Show. Wishing you the best of luck. We're going to refer to the field as right or left. I'll be discussing the design of the program and how the member handle their visual responsibilities. Wishing you the best of luck. Initiation of focus happens with the yellow flag, 40-yard line left side. Creating motion without creating weight. Nice gentle opening as we follow this build of music. Nice directional thought for us. And we resolve that very nicely. That comes together very nicely over that length of time. Hold our interest. It has direction and has point. Good balance off against the auxiliary. Timing difficulties through the auxiliary as we get to the end of the long phrase, but handled well by the performers in general. Little push here to get the auxiliary where we need them. Make sure we let that flow and be a little more graceful. We're not as powerful and weighty there as we are. We're more weighty than we want to be, actually, based on what I hear. Nice open interval here for your performers. The percussion a little heavy in their set versus what else I see on the field. Everything else is very open and accessible. And we keep the drum line kind of tight and isolated. Performer needs to subdivide. I'm sorry, an auxiliary performer needs to subdivide positioning with the flag. We get the initiation and we get the stop, but we need all those points in between. Whether it's an angle stop or whether it's a continuous flow, we need to know where the flag is on any count so that it's together, not just the start and stop, but through the body of the move. Integrating the drum line back into the guard, giving me a nice connection. Little spread to the auxiliary. Let's see where we go with that. Now, transitionally, we take the auxiliary off at the beginning of the number, and we watch it. Because of that motion, it's towards us and fairly quick. We watch that motion all the way to the sideline. Is that really what you want me to watch, or do you want me to watch the development of the band? Now, the unveil works for you, but getting them there is a little overly functional. Watch our spacing. I appreciate that we've offered a variety to the performer in terms of form responsibility. Integration of the auxiliary works well for you here, giving me a nice balanced, connected thought throughout the field. But watch our spacing in the band proper now. Performer, I'm beginning to see differences in the style really begin to announce themselves at the slightly slower tempo where the performers were operating in space as an individual rather than a part of a line. The performers much more confident with the larger step sizes. The style becomes more cohesive again across the ensemble. Really extending our field left to right. It makes it, I'm not sure where it is you want me to watch. I have the motion of the auxiliary coming to the sideline, the quicker motion of the band moving to the right left me with the soloist. Now what I'm left with works, but getting me there is awkward. Is there a pattern to our flags leaving or coming back down to the ground, or do we just abandon character and drop and change equipment? Stationary moment here with the band proper, leaving us to feature the auxiliary in the primary focus. Watch as we're going to back up here and follow that curve around to a linear on the 35. We need to understand our pathway. Not all the performers had a full grasp of what their pathway is. Some went straight there, some used the curved path there. So we want to make sure that we all are on the same page there. Jazz section. Once again, some variety in what is happening in the auxiliary, not only through upper body orientation, but through timing and the plane through which we work. Want to make sure that we understand the tempo center there. Where are we deriving our tempo from? Are we listening front to the pit? Are we counting what the major is giving us? Are we listening to the band proper? Make sure that we're all on the same page for tempo center there. Spacing is sporadic here. Make sure that we are where we need to be on the band proper. Drumline not in motion. Band proper moving. A little unsure what I should be seeing on the field in terms of form. Resolution point. Performer not as internalized in this number as they are in the first three. Same here. It's like we have four separate elements of visual. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 performers on the left side, three winds in the middle on the drum line, and the auxiliary. But I'm not sure why we split into that number of elements. Watch resolution, timing, when does that move end as we move towards the 30-yard line? And we've isolated the guard again. I'm not clear on what the intent of the design is. Where is it you want me to watch? What is the focus? What is the connection between those elements? Take a look at upper body orientations here. Tuba player on the 40-yard line, turned in. Everyone else, for the most part, flat. Some people out a little to my left. The performer, for the most part, knows the show. I think in the fourth number we got a little shaky on some of our positioning. But there are times when the style is recognizable and well-defined, and other times when it's not so sure what the style and the technique is. We want to become a little more defined with that. Take a look at those moments where the auxiliary is isolated from the band proper by more than 5-10 yards. We want to make sure that we see that there's a unity to the design and that it's not each element written independently. All right, guys, best of luck to you.